testify in their own defense.
My name is Stacy Cornell Kuhn. First name Stacy, S-T-A-C is Charles.
Kuhn, a 14-year police veteran, is accused by the state of supervising the beating of Rodney King.
And you said that you observed him to be buffed out. Would you please describe to the jury what buffed out means to you? Buffed out is jargon that I've come to associate with very muscular. In other words, an individual that is very pumped up as far as muscles. And does that have some significance to you?
Yes, it does.
And what is that significance?
The buffed out.
Yes, Your Honor, with regard to your state of mind, what were you thinking when you saw this buffed out person? My initial response is that he was probably an ex-cop.
The CHP officer, Melanie Singer, began approaching the suspect with her gun in hand.
And how close did she get to Mr. King?
I would approximate about, from your distance to the edge of the jury box there, about 5-6 feet.
And did you say anything to Officer Singer?
Yes, sir, I did.
And what was that?
I ordered her to stay back.
And why was that, sir?
Because she was injecting a gun into the situation, and my tactical training had led me to believe that you don't approach suspects that are not controlled with a gun.
Kuhn describes how officers tried but could not restrain King.
The next thing I saw is Officer Powell is thrown off of Mr. King, and Officer Martino is struggling to get away.
All right, when you say thrown off, can you describe for the jury what you mean by thrown off? What position was it?
Well, Mr. King's left arm was behind him, and Officer Powell was on his back. And Officer Bracino was trying to force the arm up to meet so that the wrist would match behind the cuff. And all of a sudden, Mr. King's arm just came out from him. And then he swayed to the left, swayed to the right, and Officer Powell was thrown off, and Officer Bracino kind of landed on his behind. I ordered him to back off, and then I tased the suspect, Mr. King.
All right, did you say anything to him before you tased him?
Yes, sir, I did.
What did you say to him?
He was on the rise, and I ordered him to get down, to go down.
All right, tell the jury what you mean by on the rise, sir.
He had initially gone out flat, and after the rolling motion, he had kind of come up to his left side, and his torso was off the ground, and his legs were cocked, and he was attempting, in my opinion, to rise off the ground.
And did you say anything to him?
Yes, I told him. I ordered him to lay down, to get down.
And did you say this in a normal tone?
No, I shouted it at him. I advised him, or told him that if he didn't get down, you're going to tase him.
All right. And did he stay down?
No, he did not.
What did he do?
He continued to rise.
And what did you do?
I tased him.
Did you see any physical movements of Mr. King?
No, he grimaced. He kind of gave out like a bear-like yell.
And what did he do then?
He continued to rise. He got up to his knees, and he began to turn 180 degrees toward me.
And what happened then?
I ordered him again to lay down, to get down.
And what did he do?
He continued to rise. He came up. He continued to rise to his feet, and I tased him a second time.
And what did he do after he tased him the second time?
He repeated this groan, similar to like a wounded animal, and then he, I could see the vibrations on him, but he seemed to be overcoming it.
Sergeant Kuhn then establishes what will become a major theme, the officer's fear of Rodney King.
I thought that the suspect was under the influence of PCP. PCP is a dangerous drug. It's kind of like a policeman's nightmare. That the individual that's under this is super strong. They have more or less a one-track mind. They exhibit super strength, and they equate it with a monster is what they equate it with.
While both the defense and the prosecution agreed in court that Rodney King was legally drunk, there was no evidence of PCP use. But Sergeant Kuhn says it's what he thought that matters.
You see the officer is giving a torrent of blows to his body?
Yes, to his arms, to his torso, to his legs.
All right, have you given any specific direction to Mr. King at this time?
I've been yelling at him to get down, to stay down at this time.
All right, and has he gotten down, sir?
No, sir, he continues to rise.
And what are you thinking now, sir?
I'm getting
concerned, scared. I'm getting a little frightened here now because this gentleman has just been subjected to a multitude of blows with the metal TR-24, and there is no evidence that he's going to go into compliance mode.
As Kuhn testifies, it becomes increasingly apparent that the defense is trying to use the tape for its own advantage.
Sergeant Kuhn, at this point in time, this incident has just gone on several seconds, is that correct?
It's gone on, seems like an attorney, but it's gone on several seconds, yes.
All right, and Mr. King has been hit several times?
He's been hit a lot of times.
And at this point, do you believe he's trying to get up?
Yes, I do.
And what did you think he was trying to get up to do?
That he was going to get up and arm himself and possibly attack Officer Wynn here in the background, Officer Powell, Officer Bersino.
During this entire incident, do you believe that you were in charge of your officers?
Yes, I was in charge of my officers.
Do you believe that your officers did anything improper?
Overruled. You may ask the question.
No, this was a managed and controlled use of force. It followed the policies and procedures of Los Angeles Police Department and the training.
How do you view looking at this videotape, sir?
Objection involved. Overruled. You can ask your question.
It's violent and it's brutal.
Was this anything that you enjoyed?
No.
Why was it done?
It's done to control an aggressive combative suspect, and sometimes police work is brutal. That's just the fact of life.
Your Honor, I have no questions.
Mr. Stokes?
I have no questions.
Mr. DePasquale?
No questions, Your Honor.
All right. None of the other defense lawyers cross-examined Sergeant Kuhn. A show of apparent unity.